Shinvatam.
For those who are hearing.
Gadatam.
Speaking.
Shashvat.
Constantly.
Archatam.
Worshipping.
Tva.
You.
Abhivandatam.
Offering praise.
Rinam.
For men.
Samvadatam.
Conversing.
Antaha.
Within.
Hridi.
The heart.
Bhasi.
You appear.
Amala.
Spotless.
Atmanam.
Whose minds.
Translation
by the disciples and servants of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
You reveal yourself within the hearts of those persons of pure consciousness who constantly hear about you, chant about you, worship you, glorify you, and converse with one another about you. I'll read the next verse. But although you reside within the heart, you're very far away from those whose minds are disturbed by their entanglement in material work. Indeed, no one can grasp you by his material powers, for you reveal yourself only in the hearts of those who have learned to appreciate your transcendental qualities. Purport. The all-merciful Lord is in everyone's heart. Seeing Him there, however, is possible only when one's heart is completely purified. Materialists may demand that God prove His existence by coming into view as a result of the empirical investigations. But God has no need to respond to such impudence, as Lord Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text number 25. Naham prakasha sarvasya yogamaya samavritam mudhoyam nabijanati lokamam ajamavyayam. I am never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. For them, I am covered by my internal potency, and therefore they do not know that I am unborn and infallible. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapradantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Shri Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitam Shah Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Devan Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Pastachare Shatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpata Rubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare
Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. It's a great pleasure being back in amongst all your association. I just pray that you all show your kind mercy and blessings, and specifically today that I can glorify Krishna so that I can be purified, and perhaps you can all also get something out of it and share your realization. We know in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains that there are two kind of personalities in this existence, in this creation. One is the demoniac personalities, and another is the divine personalities or the demigods. How do we categorize the demoniac personalities, and how do we categorize the demigods or divine personalities? We understand those who are in demoniac mentality, or those who are demoniac species, have demoniac consciousness. And those who are divine personalities have divine consciousness. We understand the person not by their physical appearance, we understand the person by their consciousness, how they think, how they speak, and how they act. That's how we ascertain whether a person is a demon or is he a divine personality. So we know those who are under the modes of material nature understood to be demonic species, generally understood. The modes of material nature comprises of goodness, passion, and ignorance. Krishna explains the consciousness of those three categories in Bhagavad Gita in itself. He says, just like the fire covers the smoke, and then you have the dust covering the mirror, and then you have the embryo covering the womb. So there's three categories. The embryo covering the womb is considered the mode of ignorance, because you can't see the womb at all, because the embryo is totally covering it. And then the dust covering the mirror, it is partially visible, but at the same time it is covered. So that is considered in mode of passion. And then you have mode of goodness, that is fire covering, smoke covering the fire, which is less degree or in much more pure level, you can say. But nevertheless, one is understood to be in demoniac mentality if he is not taking shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Doesn't matter if you're in mode of goodness or passion or ignorance. If you're not taking shelter of Krishna, then one is considered to be under the demoniac species or demoniac consciousness. So we ascertain a person through his consciousness, and that is understood by a few examples. Just like we have the lights here, chandeliers, if we get red foul or red color paper and you cover it up, then whatever is visible is all red, pretty much. If you put blue, then everything around you, you'll see is blue color. Similarly, if one has blue glasses, all around you in the world, you see blue. If you wear red glasses, all around you, you see is red. So similarly, if one is looking for money, he can see money everywhere. This nook, this corner and that corner. Isn't it? A perfect businessman, he's always conscious of money. He's thinking, how can I make money? How can I make money? Even if he's a poor person, he can be a millionaire. Prabhupada gives that example. And it's that one person walked in the street, he was a business-minded person, he was looking for money, but he had no money, he was a very poor person. So as he walked, he saw a dead rat. So he was thinking, he picked up that dead rat, hoping to make something out of it. And then, passerby had a cat, and the cat was after the dead rat. So the person said, well, if you want the dead rat, you got to give me some coins, some money. So this is how he built an empire, starting from a dead rat. So if a person is always conscious of money, he can see money in any corner. Similarly, if a person is after drugs, he can look anywhere how to do drug dealings. Even we have, I think so, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, I was told that the FBI of Australia, they caught one person, one police officer. It's a big officer. They caught him. Why? Because he was doing drug dealings. He was exporting drugs from Australia to Netherlands. So you can see such high profile personality, he is able to do, he can do drug dealings in any way, even in most risky positions, sending drugs out of the country. So if a person is always looking for drugs, he's obviously going to find drugs everywhere. Similarly, if a person is lusty, he will see the object of his lust everywhere. He will see sense gratification everywhere. So it depends on one's consciousness, one is identified, generally understood like that. A nice example can be given is like if you have a handsome man for Matijis or girls, they see a handsome man, or for boys or Prabhujis, if they see a very beautiful young girl. So you walk by, a materialist will see an object of sense gratification. He'll see that object, or he or she will see the object for sense gratification, to fulfill one's lusty desires. But if a father walks by, he will see it as a child. The same object, he will see as a child. But then you have, if you have a learned scholar coming by, you can say civilized person, he will see that person, or she will see that person as an elderly person, or mother or a father accordingly. But if you have a devotee walking by, he will see the same object as spirit soul, servant of Krishna. But if you have a tiger walking by, obviously, we don't need to go in detail, see a wonderful lunch for him. Doesn't matter, beautiful or handsome. So it depends on one's consciousness, one is understood whether he is divine or demoniac. So we understand a devotee, he will see everything has connection with Krishna. Everything is related with Krishna. Or he will see Krishna everywhere. That is the consciousness of a devotee. He is beyond the modes of material nature. How does a devotee visualize Krishna everywhere? As explained here by wonderful learned Brahmana Shrutadev, he says that you reveal yourself within the hearts of those persons of pure consciousness. Why? Because they constantly hear about Krishna, chant about Krishna, worship Krishna, glorify Krishna, and converse with another about Krishna. In other words, a devotee also preaches about Krishna to others. That is why, because the devotee, he practices Krishna consciousness for himself, and the devotee also gives Krishna to others, that is why the devotee is able to shape his consciousness from material consciousness to spiritual consciousness. He can cleanse the consciousness. So, in such cleansed consciousness, the devotee sees Krishna everywhere. He sees Krishna everywhere. So, my father, he told me a story in regards to this. He was telling me when I was a small boy, he said, there was one Gurukul in Udupi. Udupi is in Karnataka, which is the headquarters of Madhvacharya. And there they worship Krishna in his childhood boy form, holding the butter rod. So there was a Gurukul. And one teacher, he said to all the boys, tomorrow is the fasting of Lord Narasimhadev. So everyone can fast for Narasimhadev. So then he told the story of Narasimhadev. He told the pastime of Lord Narasimhadev. So when he told the pastime of Narasimhadev, then he said, so tomorrow is fasting. And all the boys were despondent. Oh no, we can't fast. Then the teacher said, okay, no problem. I'll give you a banana, an apple, or fruit. But you can eat. But you should make sure that no one can see you eating. So the boys are, wow, okay. So the Narasimhadev Chaturdasi came about, the appearance of Lord Narasimhadev came about, and it finished. And then the teacher asked all the boys, so did you do the fasting? Most of 99% said no. And then he said, oh really? How come? I said, well, I hid such a way that no one could see me. And then the teacher said, how did you hide? The boy said, oh, I went inside my sleeping bag and ate the banana and apple so no one could see me. And then the teacher said, wow, that's wonderful. And then another boy came about and he said, oh, how did you manage to eat your banana and apple? Well, I climbed up the tree and made sure no one saw me, and I ate the banana and fruits. So really, that's a good idea. You're getting better ideas now. So like this, another boy was asked, how was it that he was able to eat the fruits? He said, well, I went inside the kitchen pot and ate the banana so no one could see me. So like this, everyone gave their reasons how or justified how they were expert, they ate their fruits expertly and not being caught. But one boy was very despondent. And the teacher said, why are you despondent? And he gave him the fruits. He said, well, I couldn't eat the fruit. And then the teacher said, why? How come? And he said, well, you told the pastor of Narasimhadev yesterday, you said Narasimhadev is everywhere, and then how can I eat? Because he's everywhere. He's everywhere in the atoms. So how can I eat? That's why I couldn't eat these fruits. So the teacher said, you're the best of the child because you listen very carefully. Spiritual life begins from hearing. So he was very blessed by the teacher. So we understand the devotee sees Krishna everywhere because of his pure consciousness. On one of the morning walks, Srila Prabhupada asked his disciples, so, if Krishna is everywhere, as explained in Brahma Samhita, Andam Tarasta Paramanu Chayanta Rasta, Krishna is everywhere. He is in the atoms. Krishna is also in between the atoms. So he's everywhere. So does it mean, so how can if devotees walk, he's walking over Krishna. It's an offense. So how do you justify this? Who can? No, you know it. You know it? Did I tell you? No. I told Uddhava, I think. I'll give you a chance later. I'll give others a chance to speak out. Anyone else? Anyone would like to give it a try? If a materialist comes and asks you, Krishna is everywhere, so you're walking on Krishna, you're committing offense on Krishna. So what are you going to say? How are you going to preach? How are you going to explain?
It's not its personal form, but by his external energy.
Okay, that's one way of explaining. Anyone else? That's good, thank you. Yes, Adam?
You're not this body, and this body belongs to Krishna also. And so it's really Krishna walking over Krishna?
Well, good try. The gentleman behind Prabhuji, you wanted to speak out something?
Yeah, I was just thinking, I mean, if Krishna, it's very similar to what Adam was saying, that if maybe if we are all Krishna, then we're not actually walking on Krishna.
Okay, we'll have to. This is another topic. But anyway, I'll not get into it, but thank you for your offer, very much appreciated. Yes, Mataji.
I think that if like Ambarishma Raj used to do, then it's not an offense, but otherwise it is actually an offense if you're using it very often.
Very nice. Yes, very good. Anyone else? Any others? Marijis would like to speak out? We had three Prabhujis here. Maybe two more Marijis would like to speak out to equalize it. No? Anyone would like to give it a try?
Actually, everything is Krishna. But Krishna says that everything is Krishna, but Krishna is not everything.
Okay, very nice. Okay, Uddhava Prabhu, the scholarly Swami. Please speak out. When maybe Gangesh Prabhu would like to share. So the disciples were puzzled when Prabhupada asked this question. Their minds were blank. Then Prabhupada said, he said, there is a similar instance that a personal servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was in the room of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Govinda. So Govinda, what he had to do is, basically, after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has his lunch, Govinda had to massage Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took rest, and he obviously honors prasadam after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he does his service first, and then he honors prasadam. So Govinda, he had to massage Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he was on the other side of the room, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu covered up the room. His foot was covering the door, and his head was on the other side of the wall. If anyone has seen Gambira, the place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu resides, a very small room. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took rest. So when he took rest, Govinda had to massage him. But as he had to cross over Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he crossed over Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body and he massaged Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then afterwards, after an hour or two, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his rest and he woke up. And he saw Govinda situated in his own same spot and that the prasadam wasn't finished. So then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, Govinda, why is it that you haven't eaten prasadam? The prasadam is there, why isn't it that you haven't eaten any prasadam? And Govinda said, how can I cross over you? I couldn't cross over you because I didn't cross over you, that's why I need prasadam. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, then how is it that you came from this end to the other end? Then Govinda said, for your service, as Mataji said, for your service, I will do this, but for my sense gratification, I will not do it. That is the understanding. So this is the proper understanding. We see Krishna everywhere, but for Krishna's service, we try to help others, or we purify our existence and then go to the spiritual world. For our sense gratification, we will not misuse Krishna's energy. But for Krishna's pleasure, we will use Krishna's energy properly. That is the understanding. So, Anantarasta Paramanu Chayantarastam, that Krishna is everywhere. Devotee, nevertheless, he may walk on the atom where Krishna resides and so forth, but his consciousness is that every movement, every word, every thought is Krishna consciousness. That is how we identify a devotee. Whereas a materialist, he will see the same objects, but he will misuse it for his own selfish motivation. Whereas a devotee, he sees the same object, he sees it as an opportunity to serve Krishna. This is how we define whether a person is divine or demoniac, through his consciousness. Thank you very much. Are there any comments, or criticisms, or questions? Just to clarify, Prabhuji, with the points you made a bright point that everything is Krishna, as Krishna explains that Krishna, he is spread through his energy. But nevertheless, we should understand that we are not Krishna. We are servants of Krishna. We have the same quality of Krishna, but we are a separate entity of Krishna. And because we are a separate entity of Krishna, we have a loving reciprocation with Krishna as a servant or a friend and so forth. This is how we understand. Krishna is spread through His energies everywhere. Nevertheless, Krishna is aloof from it. He's aloof. Like Prabhupada gives this wonderful example. A mother, she sees her child's shoes. So the mother immediately thinks of her child because she sees the child's shoes. But nevertheless, the shoes is different from the child, isn't it? So similarly, a devotee, he sees Krishna everywhere in the sense that he sees everything is in relation with Krishna and everything can be used in Krishna's service. That's how devotees perceive. And they see everything as an opportunity to offer the material objects for Krishna's service. So we have our body, which is Krishna's energy, but we use this body to serve Krishna. We have the mind, which is Krishna's energy, but we use the mind for serving Krishna by thinking of Krishna. The body is by chanting Krishna's glories, by hearing Krishna's glories, by giving Krishna to others, by coming to the temple as you're doing, dancing in the kirtan. This is how we engage our body. We engage our mind by chanting about Krishna, by thinking of Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's names and so forth. And we use our intelligence by understanding the nature of the material world and how the material energy drags us away from our spiritual consciousness, and we use our energy in trying to identify how is it I can serve Krishna according to this time, place, circumstances. So this is how we serve Krishna. Gangeshwar Prabhu, you have any points to make? Or Prabhuji, you'd like to make any points?
I was going to ask a question.
Oh, God.
Can you give a little further explanation to when it says that you reveal yourself in the hearts? Can you describe that a bit more, what that actually means?
Yeah. It is understood that Krishna is not understood otherwise unless one is Krishna conscious. If one is not Krishna conscious, one cannot understand Krishna. One cannot see Krishna. Like, for example, though Krishna was present 5,000 years ago, Prabhupada explains in the same verse, Naham Prakasha Sarvasya Yoga Maya Samavita. Not everyone, in the purpose Prabhupada explains, not everyone could understand who Krishna was. Though they saw Krishna, but they didn't know Krishna. They saw Krishna. Like, for example, Shishupal, when he started criticizing Krishna, only few, Prabhupada said, understood who Krishna was. And he categorized personalities like Bhishmadev, the Pandavas, they understood who Krishna was. But otherwise, no one understood who Krishna was. Though they saw Krishna, but they didn't understand Krishna. Another incident in Mahabharata, where Krishna, he went to Hastinapur to make a peace treaty for the Pandavas and the Kauravas. In behalf of the Pandavas, he went to make peace treaty. So he did his presentation. Then Krishna said to Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana, you should give the half of the kingdom back because the Pandavas are there, right, and they rightfully inherit the kingdom, and let's stop the war. But Duryodhana was reluctant. He said no. So then Krishna said, okay, if that is so, we're just asking that you give 5 villages to the Pandavas because they have to rule. They are Kshatriyas. That is their duty. That is their service. that they should rule. So please give 5 villages. Duryodhana said, I will not even give a trace of land where even a drop of pin can be dropped, where a pin can be dropped. So don't talk about me giving any piece of land. And Duryodhana was so arrogant and so foolish that he asked his servants to go and capture Krishna. That's how foolish he is. Just like a materialist try to show how God is not at all important, and that their scientific laboratory is all in all. Similarly, Duryodhana was trying to also similarly prove that Krishna could be caught. So he asked his servants to go and capture Krishna, the soldiers to go and capture Krishna. And Krishna, he thought, okay, I'll show this fool something. So he manifested his partial universal form. So when he manifested his partial universal form, the soldiers got afraid. And Duryodhana, obviously, he was obviously taken back. But what was the realization, what was the consciousness of Duryodhana after he saw this? Duryodhana said, Krishna is just a magician. Though Krishna, he was willing to show his omnipotency, but Duryodhana saw this as a magician, black magic. But when Arjuna saw the universal form, what was Arjuna's consciousness? This is the consciousness of a devotee. Arjuna saw the same universal form. He was obviously struck by Krishna's wonderful qualities, and he immediately glorified Krishna, saying, "What I have mistakenly called you as a friend, I have called you Yadhu, and then I teased you sometime and so forth. That is the devotee's consciousness. Please forgive me. I have misunderstood you, who you are." But Duryodhana's consciousness is, Krishna is just a magician. So everyone has an opportunity to realize Krishna. But you have the same opportunity to realize Krishna as Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago. One has the same capability of understanding Krishna. Just as the Pandavas understood Krishna, Bhishma Dev understood Krishna, we have the opportunity to understand Krishna the same way. But the special opportunity for us in this age is that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made it easier. That is the difference. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made it easier for the conditioned souls in this in Kali Yuga to understand Krishna by giving the holy names, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. By chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra attentively, one can realize Krishna, one can see Krishna. One doesn't require to see Krishna. As in the purport is explained, the materialists, they say, show me, they demand, show me God. You believe in God, show me God. This is the materialist, they say. But Prabhupada's spiritual master, he said, you should act in such a way that God wants to see you. Don't demand to see God. You should act in such a way that God wants to see you. So one should render devotional service so nicely that Krishna wants to see you. If Krishna comes to see you, you can see Krishna. That's how it works. Hiranyakashipu, he was very powerful. He had all the mystic powers and he had all the strength. He conquered the whole universe. And he went to Vaikuntha, but he couldn't see Krishna. But on the other hand, if a devotee, he acts so nicely, rendering devotional service so nicely, Krishna is willing to come and see him. And when Krishna comes to see him, then the devotee obviously can see Krishna. That's how it is understood. Whereas we see the demoniac personalities, they demand, show me God. If you believe in God, show me God. A nice example I would often quote is, in the university, a professor said to the students, well, can you can you see God? And the children said, no, we can't see God. Can you hear Him? No, we can't. Can you smell Him? No, we can't. Can you feel Him? No, we can't. All this. And then the professor says, so my analysis proves that God doesn't exist because you can't smell Him, because you can't feel Him, you can't taste Him, you can't do anything. So this is my conclusion, that God doesn't exist. Then one child picks up his hand and says, well, professor, I have a question for you. Do you mind me asking the question? The professor said, no, sure. And I said, well, can you see the brains of the professor? Can you taste the brains of the professor? Can you feel the brains of the professor? So the student said, my analysis proves that the professor has no brains. So one has to qualify to see Krishna. So when one qualifies, how do one qualify? As explained by the Brahmana here, one constantly hears about Krishna, one chants about Krishna, one glorifies Krishna, and he converses about Krishna. He acts so nicely that he renders devotional service so nicely. Krishna is saying, oh, where is that good devotee Uddhava? Where is this good devotee Adam or Koti Prabhu and all this? So what, Nanda Mandir or Matijis? So one has to act so nicely that Krishna wants to see you. And everyone has that right. And everyone has that same opportunity the Pandavas had and so forth. It's just that one has to take advantage of it. Like one devotee, Samir, is here? Samir, I went to his house maybe 1-2 years ago. I don't know if he's here. But anyway, so I said, so are you staying in the same place? I just came from New Zealand, so I didn't see him. So I said, are you staying in the same place? I said, no, because I was so surprised that he was wearing dhoti, and he was he looked very wonderful. So then he said, no, I'm not staying there. He said, I got another block of land. And then I said, wow, you put so much energy in making that house. You put your whole head in it. You designed this and that, and then now you've given it away. I said, don't worry. Krishna's got a place for you in the Goloka Vrindavan, but just don't lose the ticket. yes. So everyone has that equal opportunity. It's just that one has to make advantage of it. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu makes it easy for every one of us. Thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Krishna Japa Ki Jai. Samaveda Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai.